5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars. I'm here on Tracy Island finding out about the ExoMars mission with KO and Brains from International Rescue. I still can't quite believe that I'm here.
I can pinch you if you're not sure.
Thanks, but I think I'll pass on that, Brains. I'm hoping you can tell me about what I reckon is the most exciting part of the mission, looking for life. That's the main mission objective, right?
That's right, Dan. We're talking about life that might have existed on the Red Planet billions of years ago.
So what are the signs of life that ExoMars will be looking for? Are we talking little green men or dinosaur fossils?
We're fairly sure there aren't any little green men on Mars. And ExoMars isn't expecting to find anything as big as a dinosaur. It's looking for biomarkers, signs of the life which may have existed in Mars's past.
And like life itself, biomarkers come in all shapes and sizes. Some are patterns in the terrain of the planet, others could be gas or a particular mineral.
The biomarkers that Rosalind will be seeking are molecules with the right structure and the sort of shape and size that we know is found in living things. Let's check out the deck. This is the Mars Organic Molecule Analyzer, or MOMA for short. It's one of the instruments on board the rover. It's a lab full of chemistry equipment, although as you can see, it's the size of a toaster.
So, it's a laboratory. Looks a bit too small to have little green men in white coats inside, running around and doing experiments.
Very funny, Dan. Instruments and robots can help us to analyze data and run experiments. Max is just as much part of the International Rescue Team as any human.
So here's how it works. As we know, Rosalind the rover will collect tiny samples of rock from underneath the surface of Mars. MOMA will heat those samples to extremely high temperatures, creating tiny particles called evolved volatiles. These are sent through a gas chromatograph. And MOMA will ionize and analyze the gases that come from the sample using an electron ionization mass spectrometry. Simple.
Simple?
Brains just means the molecules in the samples will be sorted into types.
That's what I said. There's also some cool technology that will help keep the bonds in larger molecules together, so we can get a really accurate picture of what's there.
But what kind of molecules will they be looking for?
Well, elements needed for life include carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and a bunch of others. But it's not just what molecules we find. Their shape is important too.
What? Like diamond-shaped? Oblong?
All sorts of shapes. Each type of molecule can come in two opposite versions, like being left-handed or right-handed. In general, you'd expect to see a mix of both, but living things tend to have more of one kind so they can fit easily with others to create organic matter.
So if they see lots of one type, that'll be another biomarker.
That's right. Top marks.
Or should that be top biomarks?
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency and International Rescue. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.